Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days2Go WDW. Days2Go lets you count down the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, guys, I'm looking down at my app and I'm in the single digits. It's almost time for Epic October and lots of Tower of Terror weekend fun. And I have been getting excited for this trip for months. And every day I look down at my Days2Go app, it just gets me pumped to get down to my favorite place. You can do the same and get excited for that next trip because I know you have one on the books. Check them out today. Download this outstanding app. It's over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 758 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and we're wrapping up September here shortly, and that can only mean one thing, that Epic October's right around the corner. So a lot of us are getting ready for a 5K race, maybe 10 fun haunted miles at night, and lots of cheering and good times down at Walt Disney World. So stay tuned for that coming up very soon. But to get us between here and there, we're going to have some listener questions today to talk Disney. So joining me today to answer some of your favorite listener questions or some of your best ones here, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. What's going on, Ricky?
Oh, I'm home. But then again, I usually leave again in like a week and a half, so I can't be too terribly upset that I'm home. So, but, you know, it was a good trip. Had a good time. Hope you all enjoyed following along.
And we're definitely going to do a Monday show about, or maybe a Friday show, but we'll do a trip report in any case, because I'm sure it's going to be gold.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun stories, for sure.
You shared a few, but, you know, we got to get them out there and, you know, go sequentially through the entire experience, because from what you said, it was pretty epic.
That's right.
In itself. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's going on this Wednesday, Pam?
It's Wednesday and we have a trip coming up, and I have, like, this has been my longest break between Disney trips than I've had in probably 10 years or more.
Wait,
seriously.
Somebody check Pam's head. Pam,
know,
are you feeling
right?
Okay?
Or is the my poor husband and dealing with his health issues this summer have really put a cramp in my style as far as traveling. But anyways, I'm happy
those
to say, I know
he's
on the mend. He is back to his almost regular self. So we will be heading down there and I can't wait. So.
Back to his what up Epcot self?
Yeah.
What up, awesome. Epcot?
Now, should I announce here, or should it be a surprise that he's running the Tower of Terror 10 miles?
Oh, he'll never be able to run again. No, seriously, he will not.
I'm just kidding.
So, but
you never know. Never say never.
Yeah.
No, well, they've told him he probably shouldn't do that anymore.
Oh,
but
okay.
he has been, though, able to walk 3.1 miles. He's up to a 5K.
Woo-hoo!
So anyways, yes. So.
I'm saying, awesome. Hey, 5Ks, that gets you a medal down at Disney. I'm saying 2015 is right around the corner.
If he can walk it, he can do it.
You
he
can.
Can't run,
you can. But. All right, well, let's get to the questions. And our first question or comment comes from Rhiannon Walters, and she's one of our friends who listens down in New Zealand. That's amazing
that's
to me.
That's so awesome.
I mean, how awesome is that, New Zealand?
Very.
That's so cool. So she says, hi, Mike and the BOGP crew. Unfortunately, I can't join you for the live show this Sunday / Monday, because it's Monday for her. That's probably a good thing, because it means I have a job again. But I just wanted to let you know that my sister, who also listens to the podcast, has just started her time on the Disney International College Program in Orlando.
Awesome.
She's working at the Emporium on Main Street, USA. So if you or any of your listeners happen to bump into Megan from New Zealand while you're down there, please say hi, maybe trade pins with her. I know it would make her day. And
awesome.
if anyone is interested in a look into what the program is like, she's making videos about her experience and posting them on YouTube. You can find them at www.youtube.com/Pixels and Pixie Dust. So it's youtube.com/Pixels and Pixie Dust. I hope you guys have a great show. I'm still listening, even if I don't have a trip planned as of yet. Lots of love, Rhiannon. So first of all, Rhiannon, thanks for the great comment and for listening down in New Zealand as well as with your sister. And I did check out that site when I got this email, and I got to see Rhiannon's sister, Megan, post her first video, and just the excitement of her being in Orlando, getting ready to start her program. The first video, I believe, they're over at the studios, kind of just having a fun day, running around with the camera, and it's amazing. So please do drop by, check out her YouTube channel, and I can't wait. During Epic October, you know, here next week, I'm going to definitely stop by the Emporium and hopefully catch Megan working. But, Ricky, isn't it? It's so exciting when you hear listeners that are cast members. We're getting this more and more, and we think the world of cast members. They're the reason we go back. And just to hear, you know, this is a cast member on the International College Program coming from New Zealand. That's just, it blows my mind.
I know, it does. You know, it's so cool, you know, just knowing how many cast members actually do listen, and they really are the ones that make the magic. You know, we have so many friends and now for me, family members that, you know, are cast members, and it's just so great to see people going after their passion, which, you know, I love to see.
Absolutely. And Pam, you know, pretty cool that, you know, with podcasts, and this is just for every podcast out there, but it's, you know, Epcot talks about a global society. I mean, that's where we are. I mean, we're like in Epcot 1982 right now.
Oh, absolutely. I think the friends we have gotten to meet across the country, across the world, it's just incredible. I mean, it's just, at times it's hard to wrap your head around it, really. And I just want to echo what you all have said about the cast members. We have had cast members absolutely make our trip. Just the trips would not be the same without the great caliber of cast members that they have. So awesome.
Hope she enjoys her time down there. I mean, cause that's what it's all about. Enjoying every moment, you know, even the times you're probably not looking forward to. Sometimes, you know, when I worked on Space Camp, those were the best times looking back. You know, you might pick up a shift. They're like, oh, I really don't want to do this shift. But in hindsight, it was like, it was an unexpected fun time. So hope Megan has a great time, and I look forward to seeing her here in a week. I'm definitely going to be on the lookout, and, you know, all of our listeners, drop by, get a picture with Megan, post it, let us have it, and we'll put it up on our Facebook group if you get one.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Absolutely.
All right, next question comes from, looks like, Zon King, and they say, they're from Cary, North Carolina. Hi to the whole BR Guest podcast crew. I'm going to Disney World in the fall of 2015 for my 20th anniversary with my husband. We are staying at Beach Club for the first time to be near Epcot for food and wine. We will probably do some fine dining to celebrate, but other than food-related activities, can you suggest anything special we could do this trip to set this trip apart from all of our other Disney World trips? I can't drink alcohol, so the food and wine-related special events do not really work for us. My husband is not interested in anything spa-related. The only thing I have thought of is the fireworks cruise, but when I mentioned it to my husband, he didn't seem very interested. Thank you and love the podcast. All right. So a lot of, you know, things that we can kind of throw out, you know, fireworks cruise was my first thing because I've done the Wishes one and Illuminations a couple of times. And that's something very special. Can't drink alcohol. They're going to do some fine dining. Ricky, can you think of anything that might pop up for something? You know, this is a 20th anniversary. It's a big deal.
That is a big deal. I mean, you know, I know that they can't drink, and you know, I know they're going to eat, you know, lots of fine places. I want to make sure that they're eating at California Grill. I think that that would be, you know, the, I mean, one of the highlights. You know, you have the fireworks, especially at fireworks time. Oh gosh, you know, something that I'm kind of thinking of is maybe to do a carriage ride at Fort Wilderness. I think that that can be really romantic and, you know, it obviously doesn't involve, you know, alcohol or anything like that. And you might be able to get them on it a little bit easier than a fireworks cruise. Not as much of a time commitment, I guess, necessarily. So that's my suggestion, is to try for a horseback riding thing.
Yeah, it's, then that is. I mean, it's not a big commitment, but it could be something that's definitely, you know, it's romantic, especially at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to break the bank either. So what about you, Pam? Any suggestions?
I think, how about, you know, head to Downtown Disney and take the boat, the Sasagula Express, right, to one of the resorts there in the evening. You know, spend some time, of course, at Downtown Disney. Maybe you can get a nice dinner somewhere there if something really kind of strikes your fancy. But I think that the boat ride, especially at night, is just really a cool way to get from here to there. And you could even go check out some of the other resorts. you know, you'll be able to see Saratoga, Port Orleans, you know, and Old Key West. So those are things that you could look at. Old Key West is pretty at night. You know, they have some really cool, you know, little lights that they hang out there by the boat dock. So that's something you could get out and see. But I think, you know, we all know it's everything's better on a boat, and everything yes. is especially better on a boat when it's night. So anyways, I think that'd be a great way to spend some time.
One other thing I might throw out there, now this is expensive, but I mean, it's your 20th anniversary. What if you got a VIP tour guide for the Magic Kingdom for like maybe the minimum amount of time, like 4 hours, and really just kind of did it up, you know, just you guys and saw, you know, your whatever you wanted and got to get some of the backstory, or maybe do a tour together too. You know, that's another door you could look at. The tours are pretty fun. But, you know, that gets expensive. The tour's not so much, but the VIP guide. But, I mean, it's only your 20th anniversary once, you know. Celebrate.
That's right.
Have a good time.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Next question comes from Justine Ciazzo. And she says, hi, Mike, Ricky, Pam, and Debbie. My question is regarding Memory Maker. In February, 20 of us will be going to Walt Disney World again as part of a group's event, and we are planning on purchasing Memory Maker for our group. Although we will be together most of the time, there'll be times when we will go our separate ways. From what I understand about Memory Maker, all the people listed as friends and family will be able to add the pictures, I guess it should say. But the on-ride photos are only the person who purchased the Memory Maker's Magic Band. So, if I purchased the Memory Maker, I would be the only one the ride photos are registered for. So here's what I was thinking, and tell me if you think it would work. I'm an annual pass holder and have made several trips to Disney in the past year, so I have quite a few active Magic Bands. If I were to give a couple of the others of my Magic Bands and they went on the rides, would the ride photos for them show up on the account? Nothing else should be linked to those bands except my AP, since group events do not allow you to link anything to my Disney experience. At least they didn't last year. Let me know your thoughts. I tried speaking with Disney last year regarding the Memory Maker, but got too many different answers. Instead, we purchased a PhotoPass Archive CD. I'm not sure if these are still available. However, as of February 2014, the old PhotoPass or Archive CD could still be purchased, but did not include ride photos or character meal photos. Thanks for your help, Justine. Now, Ricky, I know you've kind of, and Pam as well, you guys have really, you know, dived into the Memory Maker and how to use it. So, Ricky, what do you say to this scenario?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess you could try it. I don't.
Well, what's the latest on the on-ride photos? Because I know that's the most fluid part of the Memory Maker lately. Like, how does that work as far as, you know, somebody rides Space Mountain? Because I know that I've even heard new stuff in the last few weeks.
From my understanding, I thought it had, oh gosh, now you're putting me on the spot and I don't remember, but my understanding is it had to be the person who had the Magic Band, who had the access to the ride pictures.
Now see, thought I heard and read from reputable sources that anybody in the room with that Magic Band on was getting theirs thrown into the account, like their on-ride pictures. Pam, am I wrong on that?
It may be.
We have had an agent who has had personal experience that she was the one who purchased the Memory Maker, but her son's rides, like when he rode Space Mountain or whatever by himself, those pictures showed up. Now, I'm not sure if she controls his account and therefore that's why it happened, or if Disney is making this leap, right, that people in the same room can do it. I don't know, but I will say that when you check into your resort, they're going to activate one of your bands as the one you are using. If you try to throw another one into that mixture, I'm afraid there are going to be issues. Now, can you, during the same trip, go onto your MDE account and activate and deactivate bands at will? Yes, you can. But to have two activated at the same time, that may just, you know, make Mickey's little hat explode there. I'm just not sure if that'll work. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, I'm wondering because, I mean, I see what she's saying because I've been down there with multiple bands where, you know, because like on that past trip this summer, I took a bunch of, you know, I took my Mine Train band. I took a couple of other ones. I used the ones that came with the initial package. I had a room only. And they all worked as far as admission and getting into the rooms. it's just a matter of does that memory maker carry over to all, you know, I would imagine since it's probably based kind of in the cloud or in the My Disney Experience system rather than on the band, I would say this may work, but your mileage is definitely going to vary. I mean, Ricky, what would you say? I mean, I'd say give it a shot if you want, but I wouldn't count on it working. But if it does, it could work though. I don't know.
It could, and she could try it, you know, the first time, see if it goes, you know, see if it works. I really don't know. I don't know. You know, that's one of those fun loopholes.
I don't think you're going to be able to call and get a definite answer. I think that'll be a challenge, so.
Right, exactly, because that's one of those loopholes that, you know, I think once Disney discovers people may have, they may try to close it. So, yeah, don't try to call Disney about it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that may work, but you're absolutely right. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, you can throw out, you know, you got a group of 20. Yeah, bring those 14 extra Magic Bands you've been getting, and, you know, everybody's got one for the Ron Red photos. But it could well work. But definitely let us know how it goes. I'm just curious personally just to see.
For sure.
You know, because, again, you know, you're paying that money, and, yeah. Of course, you know, they'd rather not have 20 people on one Memory Maker account. But I'm curious to see if it would work, because I like to see how the infrastructure of the system works. So, If it were to work, you know that everything's basically sitting there in the My Disney Experience system on Disney's, you know, system, and the bands are just kind of hitting it from here and there and everywhere. So I'd be curious. So good luck with that, and let us know. Yeah. All right, next question comes from Lori, and she's in Lincolnville, Maine. She says, "Hi, gang. Love the show, and thank you for keeping me company at work. That's why we're here. We keep people company at work." All right, here's my question. Second week in December, my whole family, 9 of us, mom, dad, my sister's family, 7-year-old, 4 years, sister and her husband, my other single sister and her boyfriend and I, it's a lot, there will be a quiz at the end, are traveling to Walt Disney World. My boyfriend, sister, and I will be staying at Saratoga Springs Resort via RCI, and my other family members are staying at another resort outside of the park. My first question is, Saratoga Springs Resort on the other podcast has gotten bad reviews. Have any of you been there? Should I feel disappointed that this is where we are staying? All right, so let's stop there. I've stayed at the tree houses. I shouldn't say I've never stayed at Saratoga. I have stayed a couple nights in the tree houses, but they're kind of a different beast from the Saratoga Springs proper. So, Pam, I know you've stayed at Saratoga in the main resort itself. So your thoughts on that?
I think the Saratoga is a very, very pretty resort. It kind of sits on, you know, the Sasagula again. Boy, I got to use that word twice in one podcast. That's awesome. So anyways, and it looks over at Downtown Disney. It has a great walking path that goes over to Downtown Disney. In fact, the bridge is now open from Saratoga to Downtown Disney. So it makes it even easier to get there. It just, you know, it has a lot of positive qualities to it. It has two beautiful pools. It also has some quiet pools. You know, I don't think you should worry about, you know, the resort. The negatives that people do point out is that it is a big resort. It does have an internal bus system, so become familiar with that. It has a counter service restaurant. And it can get crowded at times because it is a big resort, but you're staying in a facility that has a kitchenette or a full kitchen, so you can order some groceries to be there or stop at the grocery store before you get there to cut down on those really busy times, which of course is breakfast. Breakfast is the super easiest meal to make in your room, I think. I do not ever cook on vacation, but I will throw a bagel in the toaster when we stay at a villa. So anyways,
that's cooking. I don't know what you're talking about.
So anyways, that, and you know, enjoy. I don't think you should worry about it. Chances are you probably weren't able to get into any of the other villas. And that's just how it goes. You will be in, you know, very close distance to Downtown Disney. So take advantage of the amenities there as well.
I would say just enjoy it. I mean, you're on Disney property. You get all the perks. Right. You're in one of the newest Disney resorts. It's, you know, definitely just great accommodations. The one thing that may benefit you that I've heard, and of course not staying there other than the treehouses, is to maybe rent a car so that you're not dependent on Disney transportation if possible. That kind of opens up some more avenues, because you can still use Disney transportation if you want, but if you find out after a couple days it's something that's not meeting your expectations, hey, you're on your own schedule then.
Absolutely. Great idea.
All right. Yeah. Second question is, am I going to be able to link all of our Magic Band Fast Passes? And will all of our bands be linked so the photo package works, which I would purchase for all of us? Sorry if these are a lot of questions for one email. Thanks, Lori. Okay, so half the family's basically staying off-site. They're at Saratoga. Pam, what's the status of being able to kind of make the fast passes all together? I guess they could do that at 30 days.
If they have Magic Bands, if they've purchased Magic Bands.
Yep, that's true. Well, yeah. do they need bands to make, I guess you do, to make Fast Pass Plus?
Yeah.
You
do. Yeah. Okay.
You have so to have the band.
Well, you can't order those. Like, you can't just order those and get those sent, though. If you're off-site, you got to basically arrive down there, right? I've never stayed off-site. I haven't thought about this question.
You have to have them ahead of time, and you can't, I mean, as you can't order them yet online or anything like that. So, the only thing I can think that may work, Pam has done this before with me. I've made Fast Pass reservations, so she could make the Fast Pass reservations 60 days out. And then the day of, you know, that you get there, copy them on it, but they have to have a Magic Band still, you know.
And there has to be availability.
So, right. I mean, yeah, if you want them to have it, you know, for each day, they have to have a Magic Band. Otherwise, you can go day by day by day and do it that well. No, I don't know. I don't know that you can do that if they don't have a Magic Band. This gets so confusing.
It does, and we are just not the best at the off-site stuff.
We aren't, because Roy's on site, but Ricky, I mean, you're off-site sometimes.
I'm off-site, but I have an annual pass, so I don't have to.
So what is the status of an off-site guest, though? I mean, they are, the only way they can get a Magic Band at this point is to buy the Magic Band for $12.95 and then...
Correct.
Or they're still using like an RFID paper ticket or hard ticket there?
Correct. They have to either buy an RFID, you know, the Magic Band when they get on property, or they have a card, you know, their ticket has the RFID capabilities in it. And that's how that works. So,
but when we get around where they could do the fast passes at 30 days with their RFID ticket?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. Can they?
I think so, because, I mean, how else would... Off-site guests make their 30-day Fast Pass Plus.
Oh, my gosh.
That has to be it.
Yeah, maybe it is. You have to have tickets.
So they should be able to make Fast Pass Plus reservations at 30 days. Okay, there we go. Okay, so sorry.
They have to have tickets, so you can do it at 30 days. Yes, you're right.
So it's not ideal because, you know, on-site guests are getting it at 60, but at 30, you should be able to get that where everybody's at least synced up pretty, you know, and that's 30 days is significantly better than day of.
And honestly, what I would do is the people that are staying on-site, make your fast passes at 60 days, and at 30 days, then try to copy those fast passes for the folks that are staying off site. You can always, if that's not possible to copy them, because based on availability, you can always alter the fast passes, you know, for both parties at the same time if you would like to do so, but at least give it a shot. Yes, 30 days. Yes, 30 you days, can yeah. do it at 30 days for sure. Yeah. Sorry.
If they have the ticket. If they have
exactly.
the tickets.
Yes.
They have
yes,
to have
yes.
the tickets ahead of time.
And an MDE account. They have to set up that MDE account. That's
correct.
What's...
With the tickets in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Have to link the ticket.
You know what it was? I could hear everybody screaming at their iPhones. You know, their big, honking iPhone
well,
6 Pluses.
It does depend. I mean, you know, they can do it, but they have to have the tickets ahead of time. If they don't have the tickets ahead of time, then they can't do it. So that's I think that's kind of what I was thinking about. So
and so the Magic Band just becomes basically just a convenience thing at that point, you know, because you're going to have the hard
correct.
RFID ticket anyway. But if you want it on the band, nothing's really going to change other than, you know, how you redeem those Fast Pass Pluses and stuff like that.
Correct.
So the last question she had was about the Memory Maker. And I think the best way for this is just that they're just going to have to kind of stay together. They're going to be on Lori's account here and they can kind of go from there. If you know, if you're going to get a lot of pictures, everybody can kind of order through Lori's account.
Well, there aren't that many attractions that actually have photos. So you'll need to be together too. Well, I mean, sorry, I'm going back to the attraction thing because that popped into
that's
my head.
That's what everybody asks
right,
about usually.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
Can you tell we're a week away from going down to Walt
gosh.
Disney World? And we're excited? We're ready to go
And then I'm just back and it's just not.
We're off our game today a little.
Yeah, we are.
We are, totally.
Well, let's keep
sorry,
going.
Guys.
Let's try it again. So
you're asking hard questions.
These are hardcore. And you know what? This is why we have a Facebook group, because the real experts are yelling at their, you know, like I said, their iPhone 6 Pluses that they're carrying around with three hands, you know, because they're so big and heavy.
Right. Like me. Need a backpack for.
Dude, I'm going to have the biggest bicep on my right arm because of that big thing. I can't wait. I have like one skinny little spaghetti arm and one gigantic arm from hauling that thing around.
Plus?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God.
Bigger's always better, right?
No.
Anyway.
Never mind.
It's time for the last question of the day.
Please. Yes, it is.
And this is definitely, you know, last question of the day. So David Yabara sends it in and he says, hello, Mike and the girls. We are Dave and Don from San Jose, California, out in Silicon Valley. See, look at that. The home of my iPhone 6 Plus right there.
Oh,
you know,
my
it was born. It was born in David's backyard. Oh, thing's awesome.
Sure.
It's just everybody's going to have, you know, iPhone envy because the thing's just, you know, if you have it, like, you got to let her, you know, things just, it's there. It's huge. So I can't wait to
whatever
see
whatever you have to tell yourself, Mike, whatever you have to tell yourself.
It's like using a Pop-Tart, you know. It's
oh, my God.
Did you read the story about the night I pre-ordered the iPhone? I was like, I got nervous. I'm like, because everybody's saying, oh, man, the thing's like the size of a toaster, you know. So, but I saw, like, a picture with a Pop-Tart and a iPhone 6 Plus. So immediately, like, how am I going to run with that thing? Now that I've ordered it, you know, at 2:30 in the morning without thinking. So then I put a Pop-Tart in my sleeve that I run with, and it fits,
no.
So we're all good. Oh, yeah.
No. Oh.
If my wife would have come out in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning, I'm standing there with my...
You're so hard right now. It's not even funny.
I'm standing there with a running sleeve and a Pop-Tart in the running sleeve at 2:30 in the morning. And, you know, it's almost like those that Jake from State Farm commercial.
Yes.
You know, waiting to happen. Anyway, back to David's email. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
We are empty nesters that love everything Disney. In the last 10 years, we've been to Disney 18 times. Disneyland in the fall, Disney World in the summer. This year's trip will be the longest stay yet, arriving September 22nd and leaving October 7th. That's right, 15 days. Well, you know what, David? You'll be down there. You're there, you know, so check us out. Epic October. We'll be there at the same time.
That's right. You won't hear this, but, you know.
Yeah, you will. Well, maybe. People listen at Walt Disney World their vacations, like when they're getting their morning jog in or something.
You know, all right.
Maybe. We'll see. He says, that presented a whole new set of challenges that we've never encountered before. It almost seems like Disney doesn't want you to stay longer than 14 days. We are not going to ask about park hoppers, dining plans, or magic bands. We figured out how to work those out on our own. We are at the Art of Animation Little Mermaid Room for 15 days. This required two separate reservations, a 14-day and a 1-day. Here is the question. What happens at the end of the 14th day? We have been told that we may have to pack up and go to the front desk, check out, and then check back into a different room. What? I would like to get the opinion of your team. Is this right? Thank you so much for bringing excitement to our Disney trips. The Be Our Guest podcast has always been an integral part of our Disney trip planning. Look for Gingerbread Stickman at the first Mickey's Halloween party. You'll know him when you see him. And there's a picture here of the Gingerbread Stickman. And unfortunately, we are already past the first Halloween party, but it's a pretty incredible picture. We'll get that on the Facebook group. I would have loved to have seen you there. Awesome. So well done, Dave and Don. Okay, so let's get some. So and let's start with this real quick, Pam. You know, why the magical 14 days? I mean, we know it's 2 weeks, but why 14? I mean, seriously, what is it? I mean, do you have any, like, idea? I mean, and why do they even limit it like that? I mean, I guess it's good for them to start things over a lot of times to kind of kick in that initial front end of the package where it's more expensive. But, you know, you should be, if you're going to be there for 3 weeks, what's the problem with that?
Let me just tell you this and tell you what I suspect. And I have no inside information as it pertains to this subject. But
all right.
For each difference in a package. Let's say you have a 7-night package, but only 5 days of tickets. Oh, and then you have dining. There is a different code that the Disney reservation system must make. Now, if you take into account the number of days of your stay, the resort, the type of package that you're booking, the number of days of dining, you can see that you have an incredibly large number of codes needed for each one of these things. So at some point they have to limit it to, let's say, a length of time, because a 14-day code is going to be different than a 13-day code, is going to be different than a 12-day code. So each number of days of your package, along with the days of tickets, dining, not dining, cetera, is going to have a different code. So they have to stop it at some point. And I think 14 days is where they decided to do that.
That's interesting because I guess, you know, there's just different. It's kind of like when I work with my students at school, like the possible combinations for, like, if a person has three shirts, three pair of pants, three pair of socks, you know, and they're different colors and how many pop. I mean, it's basically what it sounds like it is, because you have, you have a pop century for 2 days with a base, you know, 5 day ticket. And then, you know, and everything. That's interesting because I've never thought about it that way. But I bet you that's exactly kind of the scenario. And if you go beyond, you know, I guess it increases exponentially as you add days on to the possible scenarios. So, but I will say, I think he's right on there. Unfortunately, they can ask you to check out and check back in. You can actually even be put in a different room. That happened to me only one time in my life where I've had a package and then had to continue on to a different reservation, or did it, you know, early and switched out. But if you let them know from the time you're booking, and especially at the time you check in for your initial reservation, that you have a continuing reservation, a second reservation at the same resort, you're going to have a pretty good chance of staying in that same room. And the earlier you get this going, the better off you're going to be. Again, not guaranteed, but do what you can and let every person know along the way. Right, Pam? Is that really the best
Absolutely.
Option?
And note it on the reservation. Note that you have a continuing reservation. You know, yes, everyone you talk to, you let them know you're staying because, you know, you don't want to have to move. I know that's a pain in the butt. So,
especially right. At a 15-day stay. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know, man. You got that one last day. Okay, you've got to move. What?
Exactly.
I'm so comfortable. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for Dave and Dawn. We appreciate you guys listening out there in Silicon Valley. And thank you, everybody, for the great questions again. We were fighting Skype a little bit today, so we apologize for the poor audio quality, but we wanted to make sure we got the show out there for you. And we're going to address this and make sure this is always the best sounding podcast we can make it. Today's episode, as always, has been brought to you by the good folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Also, if you're a DVC member, check out D-Point. It's going to make planning that next Disney Vacation Club stay awesome and easy. So again, drop by virtualmickey.com today and check out all of their awesome iOS apps. Also, be Running Lizard team, who's going to be running down in Walt Disney World here very soon for Tower Weekend, for Wine and Dine, for Marathon Weekend, Princess Weekend, and more. Don't forget that if you want to get a new shirt, and we have these awesome Running Squad shirts, they're performance shirts, we have women's cuts, we have men's shirts, all sizes, of course, in that bright lizard yellow color there. The last day to order is going to be October 12th, so it's coming up very soon. We're going to keep the order going through the Tower Weekend because we figure we might run into some folks down there that see the shirts and want to order. But October 12th is the last day to order this batch, and it might be a little while before we do another batch. So get your orders in on the Facebook group. Again, the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards, and drop by there. Mike has set up a Google document there, and you can put in your sizes and how many you need, and we'll get those ordered right away. So October 12th, last time to order. This time around, your Be Our Guest Podcast Running Squad shirt. Plan to join us for the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show coming your way on Sunday night, October 19th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there on Magical Mouse Radio. And do tune into Magical Mouse Radio this week. We play some great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I've even busted out some of the Hallowishes and Boo to You Parade, so let's get ready for some Halloween fun. Drop by Magical Mouse Radio today. And while you're over there, I'm going to ask you for a favor. If you could give the station a 5-star rating, you know, we appreciate it. We know you guys have done that from time to time. That is so nice of you to do that. But those ratings drop off after 1 year. So right now we're running a little bit low. So if you could please do that once again, we'll jump right back up in the ratings. And, you know, more folks can find the radio station as well. So we'd really appreciate that. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, come on over and join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your midweek. Thank you so much for stopping in, downloading the show. We definitely couldn't do this without you. Keep those questions coming. Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we'll answer your question here right away. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Continue to work hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.